You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. He has a 40-year acting career, but he holds a special place in the hearts of Texas movie and music fans for a role he played some two decades or so ago. You may recall him as Selena's dad, Abraham Quintanilla. He is actor, director, activist Edward James Olmos, who joins us today in the Texas Standard Studios. Welcome to Texas. Good to see you.
It's an honor to be here.
It's funny because you played so many roles, and that one is one that really, really does mean a lot to a lot of Texans.
Well, it means a lot to a lot of the country and around the world. She was a wonderful artist and really brought about a great sense of hope and change.
Tragedy. You've had so many characters over the years that have. I mean, they've. Some of the most beloved phrases and things that lines that you've said in some films. I mean, you think about 1982 film Stand and Deliver. There will be no free rides, no excuses. You already have two strikes against you, your name and your complexion, right? I bet you could just rattle it off right now.
That film was a film that has really one of the strongest accolades of any of my films ever.
Yeah.
Because of the usage of so many teachers throughout the country use it yearly to inspire their students and motivate them and themselves also, that's the single most viewed film of any film ever made in the United States.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite character that you've played?
Dave, that's like asking me which one of your six kids do you like the most. Basically, I love Stand and Deliver. That character was amazing. I also like Miami Vice, Lieutenant Castillo.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate the best usage of television I've ever done was Battlestar Galactica, when I played the Admiral Adama.
That's great.
And, of course, there's been Gaff in Blade Runner and Mi Familia, and the list goes strong. I've been very fortunate.
You mentioned six kids.
Yeah.
And you have one of them, if I'm not mistaken, who directs a film which is part of this, the reason that you're here in Austin. This is the 22nd Cine Las Americas International Film Festival. Tell us a little bit about your son's film.
That's such an incredible story. I'm very proud of him because he's been really able to understand this medium and the strength of it. It's called Windows on the World, which is a...
The name of the restaurant on the top of the World Trade Center, is that
right? Yes, that's right. There was at least 300 undocumented workers that were working in that building, and I play one of them. My family is trying to find out what happened to me, and my youngest son comes to New York. And then when he's there, it's a love story. It's really a very tender and very strong film.
I don't want to get too far away from your family there, because how do you feel about them being in the movie business?
Oh, it's a privilege. It's a privilege to be in this, to be a storyteller. I can't tell you enough. I started over 20 years ago the Youth Cinema Project. Texas wants it here, and I started in California. I'm in 19 school districts in California.
Does it do? How does it work?
It works. It starts in the fourth grade. And we start teaching film.
Wow, and, getting them young.
Oh, fourth
grade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's like teaching a language.
Yeah.
It goes twice a week for 90 minutes inside the classroom. It's not an after-school special, and it's a whole year. And at the end of the year, like this year, we'll be producing over 187 films.
Wow.
Yeah, from the fourth grade
That's
all
amazing.
The way up to high school.
That's
and
amazing.
Now we've gotten it so that colleges and universities are using the program, and it's a pathway now, and they want those kids not to be filmmakers. It's like when you learn math, you're not going to become a mathematician. You know, some do,
sure.
Or you study science, you're not going to become a scientist, but some do. I mean, if I had had this when I was in the fourth grade and gone out, I would have been a different person.
Really?
And these kids are completely different. When they get out of the fourth grade after taking this program along with their science and their English and their language and their math and everything else, their social studies, everything else they have to study, you're a much more rounded, well person.
I am so, I have to say, inspired by how obviously passionate you are about this education aspect of film. Do you still love the acting part?
course. I mean, basically, I started my career in that, and I never looked back.
Edward James Olmos is an actor and director and an activist. He is here in Texas for the 22nd Cine Las Americas International Film Festival, and the festival runs through Sunday. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard. Good to see you.
It's good to be here, David.